Our Lady's words, taken verbatim from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 5. Our Lady tells us that we should praise and thank God always.
My daughter, the more complete knowledge of the wonderful operations of the arm of the Almighty in raising me during the abstractive visions of the divinity to the dignity of mother is reserved for the predestined when they shall come to know them in the heavenly Jerusalem. There they shall understand and see them in the Lord himself, and with that special delight and astonishment which the angels experienced when the Most High revealed these things to them for his exaltation and praise. And since his majesty has shown himself so lovingly generous toward thee, giving thee in preference to all the generations of men, such great knowledge and light concerning those so hidden sacraments, I desire, my friend, that thou signalize thyself above all creatures in praising and magnifying his holy name for the works of his powerful arm in my regard. At the same time thou must strive, with all thy power, to imitate me in the works, which I performed by the aid of these great and wonderful blessings. Pray and sigh for the eternal salvation of thy brethren, and that the name of my Son may be extolled by all and known to the whole world. Thou must establish the habit of this kind of prayer by a constant resolve, founded upon firm faith and unshaken confidence, and by never losing sight of thy misery in profound humility and self-abasement. Thus prepared, thou must battle with the divine love for the good of thy people, firmly convinced that the most glorious triumphs of divine love may especially be looked for in its dealings with the humble who love God in uprightness. Raise thyself above thyself, and give him thanks for the special blessings conferred upon thee and for those conferred upon the human race. Transformed by this divine love, thou wilt merit other gifts, both for thyself and for thy brethren. And whenever thou findest thyself in his divine presence, do thou ask for his benediction.